guess first I'll just ask and get it out of the way here. I'm sure you've heard a lot. Marcus, that suspension, how has that changed the approach for this game offensively for you guys? Is it something that maybe they had to like scrap the playbook, or not the playbook, but like the game plan altogether, or did they just kind of keep everything the same and just maybe add a few wrinkles to fit?
I think they just kept everything the same. We're still going to run the ball, you know, hopefully effectively. And we got a lot of young backs, and they're going to run the ball pretty good. As long as we open the holes for them, we'll be good. So,
what stands out to you about some of those young guys? Like, you know, what are you seeing from them here in practice over the last year?
They're fast. They're really fast. They're faster than I thought they were going to be. But, you know, those guys hit the hole hard, and they're ready to play. And, you know, we're glad they're back there.
One player that I was just talking with Brad, he said he's been getting some reps too. Just what's it like for you just to see that last year you guys were down here, you went through everything, his heart condition, now he's getting an opportunity to play in this game?
You know, I'm extremely glad for Brad. You know, he's a great player, he's a great fullback. He's been hurting people all year, you know. So I'm glad that he gets the opportunity to actually run the ball now, because he's a great running back also. He's not just a great fullback, and I'm excited for him.
What are the things you're noticing now in the passing game, particularly with some of the receivers like Keenan and Kamonte that are going to be back here?
They're really great players, you know. They got great hands, and they know what they're doing. They run great routes, and, you know, you just see the evolution of them from their, you know, their first year to their second and third year. And they're making a lot of progress, and, you know, I'm glad for them.
How about Matt? Because it looked like he's emerged as a guy. Like, I know he's splitting time at Brandon, at guard, and now he's kind of become the full-time starter at left guard.
He's going to be a great player, too, you know. He's a big linear guy, you know. He's got great bend, and he's gonna be good, you know. I like him as a player, so.
I believe it was O'Keefe that referred to him as like a car that, you know, got you through college. Something that maybe that's not the analogy you think of, but has he been that guy that's just kind of been durable and consistent?
Oh yeah, you know, he pretty much came from nowhere, and he's been, you know, working with us for a long time, and, you know, he's finally got his chance, and he's made the best of his chances. You know, he's starting now, so. He made it. He made it.
What's this like for you, knowing that this is your last game?
It's a little tough because, you know, I love the Hawks, you know, always will, you know. It's been a great experience, you know. Just working with guys like Julian Vandervelde and Seth Olsen, those guys, really, they really teach you a lot. And I'm glad I got the opportunity to come here. And, you know, I wish nothing but the best for the Hawks.
Is that going to, I don't want to ask if it's more pressure, but is that maybe more incentive for you than Friday when you do step on that field knowing that this is going to be your last go around?
I don't think so. You know, every game is supposed to be your best game, and you want to make it your best game. And since it is the last one, this hopefully will be our best game. So we're going to work hard and get after it.